How are you doing so far?
Doing good, man.
Just
how
like
are you?
Life. You know, I'm pretty good after that free Chipotle that you got.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm here for. So we just ordered some Uber Eats, and I accidentally ordered it to the last house I was at. And luckily, it was only two blocks away, and we had to walk over there and get the food. But
and this is filmed during the infamous 2020 quarantine, and we are the only ones not wearing masks or gloves because we are that millennial, and everyone was giving us looks, but we got our Chipotle, so it was a good day. You know, speaking of quarantine, Gene, I don't know what you're doing, but I don't know what to do with any sort of like social component, in particular dating, especially in this great city that we are in, Hollywood. I cannot figure out a way to get this settled. Like, what are you doing to try to solve this?
I mean, I'm just trying to stay as active as possible, at least on social media. There's obviously dating apps, of course. But honestly, Instagram's like my number one, I'd say.
What dating apps do you use? Or what are your preferred?
The easiest one that I use is Tinder.
Okay. Classic.
And Tinder is, you know, the standard one that I'd say most people use. There's obviously a bunch of other ones, but Tinder for me has always been the best.
So I've read that the premium versus the non-premium is like night and day difference. If you buy the premium, you will be getting those matches. You'll be seen by all the girls that you want to be seen by. But if you're not paying anything, you're just thrown away. Is that true?
So the way their, I guess, algorithm works is they put precedence over people that pay, paying members above just free members.
Right.
So obviously if you're paying them $10 a month, which is I think like their Tinder Plus or whatever, there's like Tinder Gold too, which if you have gold, I think it's like three times more, but you're like always going to show up at pretty much the very top of every girl's feed.
Yeah.
If you pay for that, you also have other benefits like more boosts, and boosts are like a 10-minute or 5-minute window where you're getting seen by on everyone's top.
Is that like the blue star? Is
that's like the super like? That's the purple Thunderbolt one. Okay. The blue star one is a super like.
So that's when you tell I suck with online dating. I've gone on two in like 5 years and they were terrible. So I am so out of this world, and like Gene has always given me great advice on this. I don't understand it.
I think the reason why I've had decent success with it is what I've realized is I've done everything in the book with this, right? I've tried like funny pickup lines as your first message. I've tried like sending pictures, not dick pics, but just pictures. I've done a lot.
Well.
And what I've realized is that at the end of the day, your bio, the super like, all of that shit, none of that matters. What right. really matters is how good is your profile picture.
Okay.
Obviously, your second, third, fourth, fifth picture is important too. But the first thing, the whole point of Tinder, the whole point of Bumble, all of this is they don't give a fuck what your name is, how old you are, where you're from, what your job is. At the end of the day, all they care about is what you look like. In that split second, they have to decide if they want to swipe left or right on you. So pictures is where it all comes down to. You could have a killer bio, but if you look ugly, you're not even going to give the girl the chance to read your bio.
Yeah, that's great. And we are going to dive into how to have that perfect bio for men and women. However you identify, whatever you prefer, we're going to go really crack down in the bio. Before we do that, you said Tinder Premium. And, you know, I've tried Bumble. I've downloaded Plenty of Fish and never signed in or logged in. I've tried Hinge. I don't even know if eHarmony, like, works. And I've gotten the invite for Raya. And for those who don't know, Raya is like this, or used to be, way more exclusive than it is now. But you get invited. Celebrities on there, like Adam Sandler. Miley Cyrus, just like the top. I just don't have an iPhone. That's how poor I am. We need to get paid so I can get Raya. That's what we want, is to get Raya. But Tinder or Bumble, I feel like at the top right now, if you're not the Rayas. Is that true?
I would say I've never been on Raya, so I can't speak much about that. I know it's more like a celebrity app. I think also if you're an average Joe on Raya, you don't really belong there because the people on Raya are either all celebrities or they fuck with celebrities or they're in that crowd. So if you're just an average Joe on Raya, yeah, sure, it'd be amazing to match with, you know, Scarlett Johansson, but chances are Scarlett Johansson isn't going to be matching with you if you're an average Joe.
Well, she's married, but I mean, to be fair, I was at Justin Bieber's birthday party, so I feel like I am like 1% higher than an average Joe and Ryan. I only have a few followers.
Okay, so as Tom talks about how big his dick is for the next 2 minutes, all right, so let me get into the apps.
Okay.
Tinder, I feel like, is the Drake of dating apps. Why? Because it's very mainstream. Everyone likes it, but it's not really like tugging on your heartstrings like it is with some of the other music. I would say Bumble is probably slightly higher quality, but from a male perspective, Bumble is not ideal because not only do you have to match with the girl, but the girl only has 24 hours. The girl, this is kind of a sexist app if you think about it. The girl has to message you first within 24 hours or else the match goes away completely.
And you know what's funny about that too is it's funny that guys, at least a lot of the guys I know who like put in so much time into that line, like the perfect thing to say, the compliment, the like, just, it's a guaranteed response and a girl will think the same thing, but hers is more like, should I say hey? Should I say hiya? Should I do the waving emoji? Should I do the winky face? Or should I just say you're cute? And they put out like, it's so crazy how the two differ of like, I'm going to compliment this picture because it's a little more like whatever. And she's just going to say hi. And she thinks that's as good as a line as this compliment. And I just find it so fascinating when a girl needs to initiate, her idea of the perfect line is like nowhere near of like the amount of time that males usually research the perfect line.
Well, I think that also has to do with a lot with social norms, right?
True.
Men are expected to make the first move. So men always, for the most part, make the first move. But when 20 other guys are sliding in a girl's DMs on the same day, maybe within the same hour, if you're a celebrity with or have a huge following on Instagram, then you need to find a way to differentiate yourself from the average Joe. And if the average Joe says, hey, hi, hey, beautiful, what are you up to? Well, if you want to elicit a response from her, you need to send something a little bit more creative than that. So it might be a creative emoji. It might be a funny line. It might be a pickup line. It might, you know, whatever it may be. What you don't want to do, though, absolutely, is be creepy. Because you know why? Because every guy is aggressive online. Every guy is aggressive online. So you being more aggressive online doesn't attract her more. Being aggressive in person might show that you're more confident and you're willing to take risks. Being aggressive on social media, like, hey, baby, what do you want to do tonight? Just as a first message or sending her a fucking dick pic for all we know. That doesn't work. Just does not work.
I feel like the only caveat to that is if you are like jacked, you got that jawline that we all want. You have the stubble, everything. And I feel like the direct be like, hey, let's hang out. That immediate one would work. But how often would that happen? If it's not like catfished or photoshopped or any of that, I feel like it's very unlikely from a male chatting up a female. If a jack guy, a very, very good looking guy would hit up a female via Tinder, I feel like it's just smooth, right? So I mean, like kind of what you're saying earlier and the superficiality of that world, that you can go direct in. But if you don't look like that, I feel like it's just not gonna happen.
It's kind of like this, right? You know how girls will say, like, oh, it's hot because he's good looking, or like, it's sexy because he's good looking. If a very ugly looking guy and a very good looking guy both said, hey, baby, winky face, that's going to come off two completely different ways, right? True. An ugly guy saying, hey, baby, with the winky face, which if you think about it, it's not like something crazy.
It's like dick pic right off the bat.
Yeah, it's not like he said, like, hey, baby, like, let me take you in the back of my van. He didn't say anything crazy, but it's creepy, right? A good looking guy says, hey, baby, with the winky face. And a girl's like, oh, he's so confident. You know, so it depends.
The way he said it.
Yeah, the fact that he put a winky face in there, he's just so confident.
He gets it.
But if you really do think about it, is the good-looking guy saying, hey, baby, with the smiley face better because he's good-looking? Or is it just working? I think it's just working. There's always a better way to approach a girl, even no matter how sharp your jawline is or how good your six pack looks. There's better lines out there than "Hey baby, winky face."
Right.
It just will work if you're already that good looking.
If he was naturally good looking his whole life, he's never had to. Everything's been given. Right. There's very little that if he's genetically gifted and he didn't really have to work that hard to get those looks, a lot's given. And that will like snowball into just assuming it'll all work out. He's never really had to like work on himself nearly as hard as a late bloomer. And I feel like that alone, that mentality is probably what will like transfer over.
The fact that he doesn't have those skills.
Yes.
The social skills.
He's just socially unaware, or he's going to assume that everyone's going to like him because that's what he's used to, which could work. But I feel like I've seen this out so many times in Hollywood. I mean, you and I have seen this countless times at the clubs here, where we will see really good looking dudes with the jawline, with the muscles, go up to girls that we know, and the girls will shoo them off. They'll give him a little more time, but you'll notice at some point he's got to open his mouth. He's got to show a little humor. He's got to show a little charisma. And you can just tell the girl just get bored. But
that's also a negative way of looking at it, because there's plenty of guys out there that don't have the early childhood traumas that maybe some of us might.
Right.
And yeah, maybe they don't have the social skills, but since they don't have the early childhood traumas, they don't have the insecurities. They have the confidence. They have the assertiveness that is needed. So it can be looked at in two ways.
Right.
You know? So it really depends. Right. Also, it depends on what the girl is looking for, right? If you see a girl out at the club and she went out because her and her boyfriend just broke up last night, maybe she's going out to get a rebound.
Right.
And maybe the good looking guy can get that girl.
Just quick.
Right.
Yeah.
But maybe a guy that's witty but might not be as sexually appealing won't even get the opportunity that the good looking guy has, because she's just out trying to have fun, trying to look for a rebound.
Right.
So it really depends.
Yeah, I can see both sides. Yeah, I agree. But let's get back to the apps, because I feel that for males, I feel that usually the go-to is the Tinder and the Bumble. Unless you get accepted to Raya, I feel like Tinder, Bumble. Have you ever done like a Coffee Meets Bagel, Plenty of Fish, Hinge? Have you tried any of those? You know, I signed up for like Chispa. Have you heard of Chispa?
No. It's a terrible fish.
No, but it's actually, I mean, you know my type. So it's just all Latino women. And
I see.
So I'm trying to fish in the pond that I want to, you know, swim in. And I feel that it still wasn't as good as I was expecting, because I always go for my Latino women. And I just feel that there's got to be something better. And I just can't find it. I don't know if it's like a weird standard, or maybe I've been spoiled by Los Angeles, but I do so poorly with online dating. I do infinitely better just seeing her at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or Warwick.
Obviously this is how most people are.
What?
Online dating is for a very small percentage.
Oh, that's not true.
People.
So many people do it way more than what you and I do every weekend. I feel like, because no one, I feel like the confidence is a facade where they need some external stimulus, like alcohol or weed.
I think for a woman, online dating is a little bit easier, because all you need to do is maybe post some good-looking pictures of yourself, and then maybe you even Photoshop a few of them. Let's be real. That's a real thing nowadays. And you kind of just let the men come to you. Whereas in a man, he's not going to be spending 2 hours taking a good photo. He's not going to set up a photo shoot. We know this because we're in LA, obviously. He's not going to spend $200 setting up a photo shoot with a local Instagram model photographer and then having him edit the photos and then sending it to him and then uploading it on his Tinder.
Do you think...
Whereas a woman might do that.
Right. So do you think... Remember years ago when Tinder was kind of new? And do you remember when people lied all the time on like how they met? It was really Tinder. It's like, oh, we met through mutual friends or work, and you like didn't have a job.
Yeah.
Do you think there's still like an element of shame or more of like uncertainty of the stigma that comes with it? Like, I feel like people are slowly accepting it, but I still sometimes will hear people lie about it just because it's, from my impression, it seems like a cop-out. Where like people, for the last ever, people have always met people through friends, through work, at a bar, just more traditional, as we refer to, as I'm doing air quotes, traditional, that it still seems like there's a negative stigma attached to online dating.
I don't think there is a negative stigma as much anymore. And if it does exist, it's very, very, very small. Now, let's say you guys met on Seeking Arrangements. Seeking Arrangements is like a sugar baby, sugar daddy app. Then yeah, sure, that's a little bit weirder. But I think at this point, Tinder is socially accepted.
Yeah.
Now, if someone our age was, let's say, on Seeking Arrangements, or they were on Match.com, God, no fucking Farmers Only or anything, Christian Mingle or anything like that, then it becomes a little bit weirder, especially because we're in our, you know, mid-20s. But I think if you're also 35 and you meet on Match.com, that's completely normal.
Yeah. What's crazy too, little side tangent, is there's this weird double standard or gender role that I just, ever since I moved here, I've not understood. Girls meet all their girlfriends, friends, through online dating apps. I have never, ever been on like a Tinder or Bumble, go to like the friend, Bumble BFF, and like just start swiping on dudes and be like, hey bro, well, you wanna like hang out?
Again, that's different, right?
Like
that's a little different. Girls meet girlfriends all the time on Instagram. Girls comment on each other's pictures and say, girl, you look so hot with three flame emojis. Guys would never do that. Right. Guys would never, you know, share Kylie Jenner's Instagram photo and be like, hashtag couple goals. So it's a little different. It's a little different for sure.
So that just means like it's so crazy because you'll meet men and women who are like, I only want to meet my partner through friends at a bar, the traditional, and then some you'll see on the exact other side of like, I only want to meet them through online. And it's crazy how like just polar opposite and how just like horse blinded they are, where like they will just not move outside of that.
So let's talk about different dating apps and kind of the profile, the ideal profile you need to have to be successful.
So you see, there's so much articles. You could Google this and you'll be stuck on a YouTube bender. You'll be stuck on so many websites and there's no perfect way except ours. But usually there's no perfect way, and they will all tell you, you have to have one with a dog. You have to have one with a musical instrument. You have to have one with your shirt off, but don't make it obvious. No selfie. These are the examples that you will always classically hear. And have you ever done a series of like tests, like hypotheses on like testing out these more stereotypical pictures?
I have. I've even gone as far as making a profile using another woman's pictures and saying interested in men just to see the types of matches you get and the types of people that and what kind of lines they use. So I'm not too proud to admit this, but I did once take a close girlfriend of mine, a very attractive, blonde, tan, big-chested friend of mine.
That's your type.
Pictures and made a profile. And I believe the bio was like something super simple, like just trying to meet people on this app.
Not here for hookups.
Yeah. And then I started swiping. I swiped right on every guy.
Oh, no.
And the first thing that happened that I realized was that I don't know if it's just for women or just how Tinder dating apps work in general. But a woman, when they start, an attractive woman, when they start swiping, the first like 300 swipes is already dudes that have said yes to you.
Like, how long are you logged in?
Like, let's say I think I was logged in for like a couple days, right? I wasn't logged in for a couple
days.
Like, I signed up and a couple days in, I already had a couple hundred matches.
Right.
Because the guys typically swipe first and then it gets sent over. Now, if you're a very good looking dude or this girl is absolutely addicted to Tinder, then a girl will already have gone through all of her yeses and start swiping on new people. Now, if the girl says yes on you and you're a new person to her, now she'll more than likely get added to your top, your first few people that show up on your profile. Now, I don't know if it still works that way, but I'm pretty sure that's how it still works.
Okay, yeah.
So as a girl, an attractive girl, your first God knows how many swipes is already people that have said yes to you. So you already know in the back of your mind that if you right swipe, you're going to get matched with everyone. And you're going to get 300 new messages from all these new guys.
Okay.
So as a girl, you do have to be pretty picky on who you say yes or no to, because these guys have already said yes to you and it's an automatic match. So what I've realized is that the typical line you get from a guy, which you would think they're a lot more creative, but they're really not. Yeah. And it boggles my mind that some of these guys send messages like, "Hey, smiley face." Or,
"What?
How's it going? Hey, beautiful."
Oh, no.
Like, I don't know what you expect to get out of that.
They need to listen to this podcast is what they need. But
to be honest with you, if you're an attractive girl and a guy that you know somewhat well responds to your Instagram story with, "Hey, beautiful," still probably, as a girl who has all these options, I still probably would not respond back with, "Hey, what's up? What are you doing?" Like, what are you supposed to say to, "Hey, beautiful"? Hey?
Yeah. Hey, I'm on my way over. Like,
and then what is he supposed to say after that? "How's it going?" Like, well, let's just have the most platonic, boring conversation ever. And
you're 1 out of 426 and you're going to say, "Hi, beautiful"? No.
Exactly.
And you know, I'm curious.
So any guy out there that is doing, "Hey, smiley face," "Hey, beautiful," or "Stop how's it going?" You're wasting your time.
Stop it.
You're wasting your time.
Stop it.
Be more creative.
Yeah. So I'm curious too. I want to see. I'm so curious. Like, some of your friends, I want them to send us some of their worst messages that they've ever gotten on the Tinders and the Bumbles. Send it to us, and we'll pick them apart and we'll try to help them out for the next time.
So when I had that girl profile, I actually got one message that was just like weird.
Like what?
So 90% of the matches and the messages were, "Hey, how's it going? Hi, how are you doing? Beautiful. Hey, what's up?" The other 10% was a mix between like really creepy or like pretty witty. Pretty witty being something like, here's a line that I sometimes like to use on the app. I'm giving away my top secrets here. "Oh, I'm so tired, ... You don't realize how many times I had a swipe left to find you." So that's like a cheesy pickup line that I use on Tinder. Okay. And almost always you get a message back with, "Ha ha ha ha, that's so funny," or "Ha ha, I'm so sorry that you had to find me," or "Hey, I'm here, smiley face." So you typically get a decent response from that.
Okay.
The other messages that you get are just like, as a woman, are just creepy. Like,
just dicks?
No, you can't send dicks on Tinder. Trust me, I tried.
You tried?
No, I didn't try. But I would if it was allowed. There was one message that I read that was like 2 paragraphs long. And it was just like what the guy wanted to do to her. And it was
2 paragraphs?
Like, yes, 2 paragraphs. And it was like, the very first message. And it was like, "Hey, I'm going to pick you up in my car. And then when I give you a hug, I'm going to take a whiff of your neck. And then I'm going to bring you back to my place, pour you 2 glasses of wine. And then I'm going to seductively kiss you with chocolate strawberries in my mouth." Like, it was just like, it was graphic. It got to the point where he's literally talking about him inserting his dick inside of her. And I'm reading this thinking to myself, like, what woman, even if the guy was hot, what woman is going to read this and be like, "Yeah, I want this fucking psychopath who just sent me 2 paragraphs that he probably copy and pasted to 600 other girls to fuck me to."
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it boggles my mind.
It's fascinating because they think they're, like what you said, they think they're unique. But if they actually had one female friend and look through her DMs, you're like, "Oh, my bad. Like, I should probably say more." And I'm curious, though, what you said, a lot of creeps. What were some, like, good, witty ones that stood out for our audience who...
It's been a while, so I don't really remember. But honestly, if you literally go on Google and you type in funny Tinder messages, you can get a plethora of them.
Right. So I have a lot of friends that have great success as well as you. And their main premise of this whole online thing is extreme self-deprecation. you are just ripping on you. Your pictures are just you just being a bother, and you're just like a degenerate running around, and you're like, I don't take this seriously. And you're just like, this is why I want the world to know that I just don't care about Tinder. And they clean up, Gene. I'm not kidding. 2 to 3 dates a day.
So who are these people that you're speaking of?
And you met him.
if you're describing them on a scale of 1 to 10 in personality and on 1 to 10 on attractiveness, what would they be?
So my good buddy, he's probably listening to this. He looks like John Hamm, like a younger John Hamm.
Okay.
And he's pretty witty. He's pretty funny. Okay. And
so good looking dude, pretty witty.
Yeah. So, but it's interesting, though, because his pictures aren't necessarily 1080p, you know, look at me with all these chicks, look at me looking jacked, look at me, like, at this high status, high event thing, hanging out with Dan Bilzerian. Like, there's none of that. He has, like, these selfies that don't make any sense. He has him dancing like a goofball. And the girls he hangs out with are gorgeous on Tinder. And he doesn't even pay for it. And it's fascinating. Because I know other guys who have the most beautiful pictures on Tinder, and they got nothing. They got them looking at the sunset over the Pacific, and they got them.
That shit does not work. I'll tell you straight up right now, dudes that think like you're gonna get girls because you have cool pictures, that shit does not work. You with a picture in front of the Machu Picchu view does not fucking work. So just stop it.
Right. 100%. But there
what is... also doesn't work is you trying to look cool. Right. That does not work either. It works better than the picture of Machu Picchu, yeah. But it still doesn't look cool. Because at the end of the day, what does that say about you? You take cool pictures to post them on Tinder to look for a girl.
Like, why aren't you doing cool things in your life that you want her to join?
Clearly, if your life is that cool, you wouldn't be on Tinder.
Right.
But I also understand that the world is changing and online dating is becoming a big thing. And also maybe you're new to the area. You're just looking for new friends. I get that as well. So I'm not saying that's everyone, but I am saying like as a woman thinking that, they are going to think that. Like, well, if this guy is so cool hanging out with all these cool ass people, why is he on Tinder at 4 a.m.?
Right. I completely agree, Gene. I think that people can just smell the bullshit a mile away. And I think we're going to wrap it up right there for part one. We kind of mentioned a little bit of the don'ts of the first lines and some of the pictures. Make sure you tune in to part two, where we're going to talk about the do's of the pictures for men and women, some of the good opening lines, as well as getting ready to send that message to get her on that date and hopefully meet up. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you leave a comment, a review, a 5-star rating, all that stuff. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, guys.